Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu, and I'm happy to be here with Ryan here at Well Comics again in Welland, and it's Batman Day. Is it Batman's birthday, Ryan?
That it is, I guess, the creation of the Batman.
All right, cool. And I'm happy to have on the show finally. She's kind of been on little segments here and there, but we have our good friend, cosplayer extraordinaire Chelsea here with us.
Hello.
How's it going?
I'm all right. How are you?
Not too bad. Now,
we should tell our listeners, our first cosplay winner of the We Got the Geek Trivia Night 2014.
That's right. That's right. By default.
By default, though.
It was a cool costume.
It was still a win, though.
Thank you.
Right.
Did not taint the victory, no.
I mean, it would be kind of bad, though, if you actually didn't win.
That would make it kind of awkward.
Yes.
Yes.
And you made honorable mention at the Geekery's costume contest as well.
I sure did, yeah.
Castiel,
yeah, from Supernatural.
Cool, it was a good costume. You had a beard and everything.
Beard and everything, yeah.
You'd like the show
committed.
It's based off.
Yeah.
Yes.
Castiel,
yes.
Supernatural.
And today you're Harley Quinn.
Today I am Harley Quinn.
Which is very good job. It looks cool.
Thank you very much.
You scared a child?
I scared a child, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, you know what? I scared her first. Apparently she's my neighbor. I was coming out of the house and I waved at her. She's like, who is she? I felt so bad. No, people are more afraid of me than they are of Deadpool.
He has knives and guns. There's a little kid that said, that's Deadpool.
Yeah, but didn't want to take a picture with me. It was heartbreaking.
Oh, that's not good.
What can you do?
So we've seen you in various cosplays over the years. How many years have you been cosplaying?
Honestly, committed to it only the last, like, 2 or so years. Really not a whole lot of time. But it's the way I see it, it's the start of a long and prosperous career.
Nice. What was your first cosplay?
It was actually the cosplay that I won with you guys, Lyle Mirch, from Detective Hitman Reborn. That wasn't my first time cosplaying as her. I'd done it at the previous... You guys had that event. The one your sister threw. What was it? That big one?
Oh, right.
The Do It in Geek party.
Yep.
That was the first time I cosplayed. Pretty much ever.
Nice. Have you ever been to a con with one of your costumes?
Not yet.
You should.
Not yet. Yes. Yes. Maybe this year. This will be the year. Finally.
Finally. Well,
there's still a couple more cons. Before the start of 2016.
Wow.
Yeah.
Millions.
Millions, yeah. Yeah. We'll be having cosplay events at the Geekery, too. So.
That's true.
I know you're fairly new at it, but what's the best cosplay compliment you ever got?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I guess when I looked like the character, I guess the best one I ever got was when people said they didn't recognize me at all when I was Castiel, only because that meant I put enough work into it that I was nearly unrecognizable, which was cool.
I love that, because it's like having a secret identity, I guess.
It's like some of the other cosplayers that we've met, the funny thing is, it's like, yeah, we've met before. I'm like, you totally don't look like you're like, I mean, I know that's the point of cosplay, but you know you've done your job when your friends, the people that you've met over the years, they can't tell that that's you. So, yeah.
Yes.
Cool. Now, would you ever get yourself a Facebook page and a fancy cosplay name?
You know what? That's so funny. I was actually thinking last night on my way home from work, gee whiz, this is going to be my third event for cosplay. Maybe I should create a page, but I only have 3 cosplays under my belt, so I don't know.
We know people that have that amount, so you should do it. Peer pressure.
Then you'll get ideas from, your fans or friends to say, you should try this.
Something to consider, guys.
Well, we look forward to seeing that, actually. Now, are you a big comic fan? Do you read any?
Yeah, more so now that I actually have a comic book store in the town that I live in. So I'm just starting to get into it. I've been more into graphic novels and mangas before, but now slowly exposing myself to the comic book world.
Cool. What kind of stuff are you reading?
Harley Quinn, obviously.
Yeah.
And just different, things that look weird. There's this, what is it? There's this one series. It's the Brothers Grimm series, but it's all super creepy, like mermaids and stuff, but all dark and twisted. Yeah, it's nice.
Cool. And what kind of graphic novels were you into?
Well, there's actually this one really good series called Saga. Have you heard of it?
This man has.
Oh, I love it so much.
That. I'm almost, even though I'm collecting the individual issues, mm-hmm. I'm thinking about picking up the graphic novel just to have. It's well written. I love the story.
Yeah,
like some people say it's like Romeo and Juliet. You know what? Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that it has the sci-fi elements.
Yeah,
it,
so. And it's so real. I mean, is this PG or no? Yeah.
No, you can.
Oh, okay.
We've had some friends where they're.
Okay. Just because there's this one part of the issue, because I got the full graphic novel, and, you know, there's this computer robot human guy on the toilet talking to his friend. You know, like, you can't really get more real than that.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's scenes with those ones where they're actually, I don't know how far, but where they're actually having sex with the television.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of messed up on, like, seeing television as aliens. Like, I don't get that. Like,
crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Now, other than comics, what sort of things do you geek out about?
Fantasy stuff, like video games, movies. You know, like I love Lord of the Rings. I love Dragon Age. I love Skyrim. I love going back into like medievally stuff with bows and arrows, all that. That stuff really gets me. Harry Potter. I've always been a huge Harry Potter fan since I was six. That's what really led me into the world of whimsy and nerdom.
Nice.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
It was great that we finally did a full-on interview. I know I think we've gotten you a couple times on smaller segments.
Yeah, a few questions here and there. Yeah.
It was, and the costume looks cool.
Thank you very much.
Glad you could make it out today. Happy Batman Day.
Happy Batman Day to us all.
All right, thanks a lot, Chelsea.
Thanks, take
Chelsea.
Care.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.